This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday afternoon, the entire Northwest Arkansas and Western Arkansas community is invited to participate in a conversation about Islam. Two professors from the University of Arkansas, Joel Gordon, Professor of History and Middle East Studies, and Najib Ghadban, Professor of Political Science and Middle East Studies, will join Dan Coody, former mayor of Fayetteville, to host the forum at the Fayetteville Public Library. It begins Sunday afternoon at 3. This week, the three men were in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk about the forum. I asked Professor Joel Gordon what questions he thought might be asked by the public at Sunday's gathering.
It really depends on who comes. I mean, people bring different levels of understanding, but I would expect to hear fundamental questions about what Muslims believe. Where does their religious tradition fit in with other religious traditions? I think we can expect the gamut. Political questions directly related to the controversy in New York or Florida. But we're open to almost anything. I think as we want to frame this, it's to start at the bottom level, see what people want to know about. And if we need to do more of these, we're more than happy to.
And the reason I think that we will get a cross-section, I've invited synagogue folks to come, and I've also called some of the more conservative Baptist churches to let them know, because there needs to be a broad cross-section for people who really have the most to learn about this and maybe some real deep misgivings about Islam. Those are the ones that need to come into the conversation as much as anyone. And if it's just a certain strata of our society that's listening to this conversation, then we're not going to make much progress. This has to be a conversation that's held with every different perspective in this country to get a real three-dimensional view of Islam, America, what's going on inside Islam, the conflict there, the conflict inside America. We all need to be involved in this conversation.
Of course, with any forum, you're not going to be able to touch on anything, because if you were going to have a forum on what Southerners think or what Christians think or what left-handed people think, I mean, you can go deeper and deeper, and obviously there are differences of opinion within any certain faction or any certain religion or
What Muslims think, right?
Right.
I mean, one of the things that we're going to try and do is find that balance between describing in a kind of objective sense what the religion means, how the religion works, but recognizing at the same time that for every Muslim there would be a slightly different interpretation or understanding or degree of personal piety attachment, and that there are conflicts, I think. Dan mentioned conflict, but there are, you know, conflicts within all these traditions, within the American landscape, within the landscape of countries where there are a majority of Muslims. Much of what we see taking place is part of an ongoing discussion, as it is within our own society.
But I hope the folks would ask all kinds of questions. I mean, because there are two things here. At one level, there's really the lack of basic knowledge about those, you know, fundamental, you know, definitions like Islam, Arab, what's the difference, Sunni versus Shia. And we encourage people to ask those questions. I mean, we might have an opportunity to explain that. But the second level, I think, is let people, you know, raise those questions that maybe they talk about in their private conversations, you know, all of the negatives that they have about this issue, which in fact comes again from the influence of media, like, you know, the right-wing media in this country, which really does a terrible job in terms of just, you know, kind of focusing on the negatives, focusing on the sensational aspect of the stories and not providing any context or any background. And so we hope that, you know, we'll get both type of questions.
The incident in Gainesville, Florida, where the pastor of a congregation of, I don't know, 40 or 50 people made national, then international news with threats that were did not take place to burn copies of the Quran. Is that something that national and international media should pay attention to? Does that shine a light on that there are people who have these extreme views, or should that have been ignored and the coverage of such did not help the public conversation at all?
That's a very, very interesting question. And the media is very defensive about that very question, because so many people think that they hadn't elevated it, it wouldn't have made this big mess. But the one statement that someone in the media made that I thought was a very good defense, and it's the only statement I've heard made like that, is that if the media had not covered it and brought it to everyone's attention, and basically that's what thwarted it. Had they gone ahead with the Quran burning and only 30 people had showed up and it had been on YouTube and that had been posted around the world, that conflagration would have been unbelievable. So in that sense, if the media attention was what actually got that to not happen, then ultimately that was a good thing. But that's the only good argument I've heard about that.
Yeah, these are tough. I mean, what is news, and when does news occur, and how does the media manufacture news? So the preacher made a statement about his intent, and it almost became the story. I mean, the event never happened. My fault with the media is that they never seemed to, and again, who's they? Mm-hmm. There was never any contextualization of who this individual was, where he fit within the landscape of even the Gainesville religious community. Before we knew it, we were talking about a mega church, and as it turns out, this was hardly a mega church, but we all had an image in our mind of what kind of congregation this was. And so in that way, things began to be played up and, of course, then infused with a lot of misinformation about what's going on in New York with regards to this proposed enhancement of an already existing Islamic center within the vicinity of Ground Zero. I'm not quite sure how we define Ground Zero anymore. But there's no contextualization, there's no explanation, there's no discussion. The story then takes on a life of its own. I mean, history's replete with events like this. So we don't want to shut the media down, I think, as much as have the media provide a groundwork and a framework for asking the kinds of questions that we'd like to engage in.
One thing, I mean, maybe, and I would agree with Dan about this point, that was positive of the media giving attention to a small, maybe, congregation deciding to do something like this, that eventually led to a conversation and maybe, you know, convince Mr. Jones not to do that, not to go on with this. You know, he heard views from General Petraeus, who said, wait a minute, this might affect my soldiers in a place like Afghanistan. This might, you know, aggravate the anger we face everywhere, and it's going to complicate our work everywhere we do it. It led to kind of mainstream Christian preachers coming out and speaking against that kind of, you know, hatred and bigotry. So to me, maybe something good came out of it. It's not just, you know, he's looked really like a small thing compared to, again, those who are in the middle, those who are the majority, and they represent the faith.
There was a recent satirical article in the publication The Onion, which, of course, specializes in satire. And in this satirical article, they profiled a man in Kansas who said, "Now, I don't want to know any more. I've already formed my opinion. I don't want to learn any more about Islam or Muslims." Do you think people do still hunger for more information, realize that there's so much that most of us don't know? Or do you think that there is a sort of prevailing thought, I've made up my mind, I'm not really interested in learning more?
I think the answer to that question is yes. There are people of both stripes. And those people who have made up their mind, there's nothing else to know. There's no, I hate to say you just have to write them off and work around them, but in a lot of cases you just do. The two things that are inescapable in this country are, well, several things, but a couple of them are that the hijackers that flew the planes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and into the field in Pennsylvania were doing it as a jihad under the name, the banner of Islam, and that is hard to reconcile for a lot of Americans with the idea that Islam is peace and the community center is for everyone. Those two facts are, I think that's the crux of what's going on with this heated conversation in this country. But my personal perspective is this. If we in America, I mean, there is this struggle going on within Islam between the extreme conservative, the violent, and the moderates who are peace-loving. That struggle is underway, and it has been for a long time. It's never been on such a stage before. And I'm speaking as a layperson here. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to ask these questions with everyone else. But my perspective is that if we hope for peaceful change in Islam, if we hope for the moderates to begin to drive the conversation and to take more, gain strength in Islam, then it's in America's best interest to not alienate the moderates. And when we use a broad brush to paint all Islam, all Muslims as evil, we are alienating and marginalizing those people who we need. Islam's not going to change with an outside external force, especially from America. It has to be internal, and the moderates are going to have to be the one to do it.
I think what your model Kansan is
satirical,
is,
fictional,
satirical,
right,
fictional,
right.
Model Kansan, with all due respect to Kansas, is responding to, in a sense, I think, is the hysteria at this point. And if that's the case, I think there's something positive. You know, shut down the hysterical talk about all of this, the fear mongering, and to a certain extent, I suppose one would say, the whitewashing. I don't think people are tired of information. I think that information comes to them in such dramatic fashion, and this could be the issue we're talking about. It could be conflict in particular parts of the world. You know, they feel saturated, but what's not happening is any kind of saturation of information. It's a saturation of emotion and grandstanding. So by the time the information comes out, people have already heard, you know, if we want to say Fox News, I think that Newt Gingrich, Sarah Palin, and then Harry Reid all got involved in a discussion that they all knew little about or cared to know little about. And that's where our citizenry, I think, is responding. I think if you can put information out, try to prod people to dig a little deeper, look a little broader, I hope there's still room for that.
Joel Gordon is a professor of history and Middle East studies at the University of Arkansas. We also heard from Najib Ghadban, professor of political science and Middle East studies at the University of Arkansas, and Dan Coody, the former mayor of Fayetteville. The three men are organizing a public forum about Islam for Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Fayetteville Public Library. The event is free, and the public is invited to attend and ask questions throughout the forum. You can hear more from the conversation at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.